Peter Toth was just a boy when his family was forced to leave Hungary. The event left a lasting impression on him and influenced what he would someday undertake once he moved to the United States. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Artist Peter Toth's work can be seen here on the grounds of the Doniphan County Courthouse in Troy, Kansas. But the story behind his work begins on the other side of the world.
As a young boy, 11 years old, his family left Hungary because at that time Russia was occupying all of these satellite countries close to them, and Hungary happened to be one of them.
Pete Duncan shares the story of Peter Toth and how his work ended up in Kansas.
His father's property was confiscated twice. His father moved the family to America. They settled in Ohio.
Toth worked as a machinist for a time, but did some artistry and sculpting on the side. Those who saw his work encouraged him to do more. Toth began carving more statues. All of his work was inspired by an American story he felt was similar to his.
He felt that the Indians was done unjust due to the fact that their land was taken, very similar to the conditions of him and his family whose land were taken in Hungary. And that's the reason that he made these statues in honor of the Indians.
Toth had an ambitious schedule that had him crisscrossing the country for many years.
He did one for each of the states. I think there's some of the states may have two, but he has completed all 50 states now.
The statue is carved from a huge oak log, a site that towers above the courthouse lawn. The story of that oak and what Toth created is next time as we travel the countryside. In Troy, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.